Yo, 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 what up, my beautiful podcast people? It's your boy B-I-G-A-N-T back with another episode of the Can I Kick Podcast. You guys already know the vibes. It's your boy, man. It's been a minute. Work's been kicking our ass. TRC returns tomorrow with an artist spotlight. We got Michael Jackson. It's a dope episode. I'm hyped to record that one. But today's episode, we're gonna be talking about old friends and new hobbies. I got some shout outs I got to do. I want to address some things and give people my point of views on how I view my friends and during their success and finding something that they love to do. So if you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Let's jump into the podcast. Peace. My beautiful people, it's your boy, none other than Mr. B-I-G-A-N-T. Welcome back to the podcast. Everybody that's new, I haven't shouted you guys out in a little while. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, on whatever platform, we appreciate you. So with that being said, welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a little minute since we spoke, man. Work's been kicking me and Chris's ass, man. Martinez got jokes, man. So but we're back tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, if the gods and the universes align and give us the time to do this artist spotlight that we've been working on for the last 2 weeks. So, before we get started, you guys know the vibes. Kush Gang, KushGang.com, Kush Gang Clothing. Use my coupon code KICKIT10, that's KICKIT number 10, to get 10% off your order. Support your boy Zay, support the podcast, tell somebody you love them. You already know. So, today's episode is going to be about old friends and new hobbies. One friend in particular has already been on the podcast, and actually twice. And the other one has not made his appearance on the podcast, but is a really, really, really great friend of mine. If you want to get correct, he's my best friend. One of my best friends, if not the best friend that's been with me since day one. So before we get started, you guys already know, the podcast is available on platforms now. It's not hard to find me. I've been updating everywhere that I can distribute the podcast, and I'm actually caught up. I'm on all major platforms: Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Podbean. You guys already know. If you guys want any of my info, my music, or to be a guest, or have any advice or any input or any kind of help to the podcast, on my Podbean website, it's in my social link. It's my solo link. It takes you to every place that you need to reach me at. And yeah, all my info is on there. So now we got the politics out of the way. Oh, long day. We had a very long day. It's very hot down here in Florida. For those of you who don't live in Florida, it's getting really hot really, really quick. So first up, I just want to give the shout outs and then go into each person's new hobby and new journey that they're going on. For those of you who have been on the podcast and have been listening to the podcast, the first guy I have up is my boy Cato, my boy Chris. You guys already know this man. I don't even know where to start. besides being a part of the podcast and a regular guest, this guy just basically he does everything. Okay, he, as much as he doesn't say he is, he's an actor. He does karate, taekwondo. I don't even know which one it is, but he just be getting belts and he be whooping people's ass. But he just launched his very own clothing line, and he is the founder of the clothing line. And the clothing line is Good People, and it's how do I say this? Because I'm in the process of launching my very own clothing line. I want to do merch for the podcast, obviously. And for somebody that I knew for so long to just jump out in the game and do it and have a lot of success with it. He's just a very likable guy, man. He's just a big dude. He's just, you know, his presence is scary. But once you get to know Kato, it's just like, man, like, you know, Chris is just fucking amazing. And he had this thing in his mind that he wanted to just reach out to the people, and he wanted to do something good and make up the clothing line. And I've yet to get a shirt, but we've been in contact. He's got mine to the side. We're gonna try to link up this weekend so I can do my little photo shoot. Same thing with Zay. I haven't been able to reach up with Zay so I can get a Kush Gang shirt so I can show you guys on my IG what they look like. But yeah, man, the foundation clothing company, Good People. It's a really cool design. Like I said, old friends, new hobbies. So like you guys know from the podcast episodes, me and Chris go way back. We have tons of memories from being stupid as kids to doing the most and to actually growing up and finding new hobbies. You know, he's doing the taekwondo karate thing, you know what I'm saying, the Mr. Miyagi shit, and he's doing podcasts with his boys, he's doing videos, he's doing movies, he's acting, he's doing skits. I mean, the list goes on and on. So for him to just jump out in the game and just, you know, I mean, like, I think he sold out his first patch. I don't know the exact number, forgive me, for how much he made to how much he sold, but I knew he sold out. And it's remarkable to me to see somebody like from his stature to be doing something as far as like owning your own clothing brand and doing something as far as, you know, selling merch. Because it's not easy, you know, you got to get a following, you got to make sure the designs are right and people are rocking with you and people are looking good in what you supply to the masses. And it's a very simple shirt. It says Good People on the back. And forgive me again, because I don't know the monument, and I did terrible in history class. But there's a House of Representatives monument in the front of the t-shirt, and I'll have to ask Chris what that means. I never asked him what it meant. I should have asked him what that means. But he did touch on it the last episode, so I just wanted to give props where it's due. And it's very inspiring, like I said, to see your people just go out there and get it. You know, they got dreams, they got visions. You know, they got these ideas that they just pop up in their brain, and they, you know, the thing is to me is like being an inspiration to others to just go out there and get it and do what you love to do. If you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you have something set in your mind, like, don't be afraid to go out there and get it. You know. Same thing with me with the podcast. And, you know, I had my doubts and my ups and downs, but yet I'm still here and I'm surrounded by good people. No pun intended.
Stupid.
Like Chris and everybody. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing to see that he can just get to that place and just do something that he loves. Other than everything else that he's done, he just got done skydiving. This guy does everything, man. He does the karate. Like I say, he does the karate. He's always going out. He's golfing. He's taking pictures. He's doing skits with his homeboy, Stax. This guy is just, he's just an all-star. So again, I'm just showing respect and paying my dues forward. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, old friends, new hobbies. And just a cool, honest dude, man. I'm gonna get him back on the podcast real soon, as always. You know what I'm saying? He's probably gonna be like a regular guest. I could just talk to Kato about bullshit all day, every day. You know, he's just one of those guys. So again, shout out to your boy Kato. You guys already know, if you want to follow him on Instagram, his IG name is Chris with a K. That's K-R-I-S Novacane, N-O-V-A-C-A-N-E All of his clothing information is on his IG. So if you want to check it out, order something, support the boy. You guys already know. But yeah, man, old friends, new hobbies. But the main person, not saying that Chris isn't important for all you damn trolls out there. the main person who I wanted to talk about is my best friend, my bestie, my boy Christian Cruz, man, my boy Christian Cruz. The thing is with Cruz now is another person that, man, we go super, super way back. Let me take a swig of this iced tea. One moment, y'all. This is gonna be an exaggeration and a half. Okay. Goddamn Liu Kang. Shout out to Ryzy K, you already know. MKRK is available on Bandcamp, you guys already know. So Christian Cruz, my boy Christian Cruz, man. Real cool dude, been with me since day one. Guy pretty much knows me like the back of his hand. He's been through some of my darkest times, some of my happiest times, and just a real road dog. If you ever need a one, man, always there. Never told me no. Never fucked me over. Part of my French. You know, I've had a lot of friends that just, you know what I'm saying, they just fuck you over. But Chris was never like that. Real humble dude, real honest dude. And you know, without getting too personal, the guy has been through a lot of shit, obviously. And without saying too much, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his personal life. And he was always into, like, you know, music, hip hop, and clothes and sneakers and stuff like that, like fashion, more fashion than anything. And cars at one time. There was one time we were all into cars and shit. And you know, he approached me the other day and he was like, "Hey man, like, I really want to start a blog." Which took me by surprise, because not that I don't see him doing the blog, it was just something that was just like from left field, you know. And once he told me the idea, and he told me what he wanted to post and what he wanted to do, I legit, like, got fucking super excited. Like, so I was super hyped for this shit. Ash, get it! So we talked and we chatted, and then you know, like a couple, maybe like an hour or so, or maybe a couple hours later, he comes back and he's like, "Boom, I made the IG profile." So I was like, "Damn." So we conversed on, you know, what his visions were, what he wanted to do with the post and everything like that. And the first thing that caught my mind was the title of the IG and the title of the blog, or the place that the blog was going to be. And his last name is Cruz, Cruz, and he named it the Cruise Ship Blog. And I thought that was genius. It was fucking super catchy. And I you know, the name and everything like that, you know, Cruz, you hear Cruz, you think of ships, you know, everything like that, which I'm going to get to later. And we just were talking about it and shit, and like we were just going back and forth with ideas and like concepts and shit like that. So later he hit me up with the chance to make a logo for the blog. Which I thought was pretty cool, because I was like, yeah, man, anything that I can do to help a homeboy out, you know what I'm saying? Especially somebody that's, you know, starting a new journey as far as like doing a blog. And I've never done a blog. I've had a blog spot back in the day, but it was just to promote music, you know, like I was on my Drake shit back in the day. You know, October's very own, room for improvement, Drake. He had a blog spot, you know, October's very own. And I used to promote music through Blogspot. And I never really wrote a blog. You know, I've wrote things like sayings and quotes and stuff like that. Obviously, I rap, so I wrote rhymes. But I never did a blog. So, you know, he basically opened up the IG. He gave me the title, and he was like, "Yo, I need you to make a logo." It's like, "Yeah, no doubt, bro." Because I've made logos for I was about to call him by his rap name, his old rap name. I made logos for Martinez. Got jokes when, you know, he's been dropping this music lately, you know, these little solos and these little EPs that he's making. And me and him talked, and I got this little app on my computer that I can, you know, it's not Photoshop and I'm not like the best logo designer, but I can make some clean shit, you know, shit that's doable. And so he hit me up, and long story short, I made the logo. And if I can give you guys a visual through the audio, it's basically, it says the cruise ship in the middle, established 2021. On top of that is a big boat, and the colors are, the background is white, the boat is white, and the anchor print and the chimneys on the boat, or the stacks on the boat, are red and white. And then I took to a clip art website that I have saved, and got me a PNG photo of like clear water, like 3D clear water, and I added it to the bottom. And as I'm looking at it now, he's got almost over 50 likes. And this account is only like a day old, day and a half old, 2 days old, probably tops. And everybody liked it, and he said everybody was fucking with it. So I was like, yo, we're in there, you know. So that came out amazing. You know, surprisingly for myself, I was like, holy shit, this doesn't look bad at all. But then he started posting and everything like that, and he told me that he didn't want to get too personal with it. If you go on his if you go on the cruise ship blog IG, it does say that he's a type 1 diabetic. He likes fashion, lifestyle, South Florida, you know, where he's from and everything like that. And as far as his post so far, you know, he opened up a little bit about being diabetic, and he has some quotes up there. For Mother's Day, he did a Logic post about Logic's album, and he just did a fashion post with what he was wearing that particular day. And the vision and the hopes for the blog, I think, in my eyes, you know, dealing with him so far, is just to give people an insight or an outlook on his life and his lifestyle. You know, without getting too personal, like I said, we've been through some crazy shit. And him more than me, obviously, you know, dealing with, you know, diabetes and stuff like that, which is crazy because my dad has diabetes, and I see what he has to go through, and what you have to do to change your schedule, you know, around that, and you know, adapt to that lifestyle. But it's just for me from the outside looking in, from one of my friends doing a blog and an IG, I think he's looking for more interaction than anything. And he's one of those people. He's one of those people that are people, like people persons. People persons. But he's a people person. Like, you know, he likes to interact. He likes to talk about certain things. You know, when we're talking about music and, you know, certain things on Facebook, we go ham with all three of us, me, him, and Martinez all together. We go balls to the wall with music. And I think he's looking more for interaction with people, opening up people's mindset to certain things, giving certain opinions and certain outlooks on certain things, open up conversations with strangers, which is definitely a cool thing. I take that into consideration with the podcast. There's a lot of people I've had on the podcast that I do not know at all. And then there's people that I know, obviously, you know, since, you know, day one when I was a kid. But dealing with people that you don't know obviously hits a little harder than people that you do know. And the interaction and the conversation that comes, you know, comes up in those times where you meet new people, they're very intriguing and very grasping at sometimes, you know. You get to understand and you get to see how people think and what makes them tick. And different outviews can change your opinions and POVs of certain situations and everything like that. So I think it's a fun idea, you know. And as I stated before, you know, he hit me up, I think it was yesterday. And, you know, he started to have some doubts and he told me how he really felt and everything like that. But I told him, you know, that just comes with the grind, you know, especially something as intricate. I think a blogger or a blog is a lot more intricate, a lot more task and a lot more time consuming than a podcast or being a stand up comedian or anything like that. As far as content creating, I think you have to dig a little deeper to get people involved and see who you really are. And like I said, you know, it comes with everything. You know, I've had my doubts about music. Obviously, it's why I stopped, and then I'm jumping right back in it. Shout out to Amir. We got a photo shoot and everything coming up real soon. We doing a vlog. I'm gonna be recording a vlog for this mixtape. So, and even with the podcast, I've had doubts with the podcast. I wanted to quit at sometimes. I thought I was getting nowhere. And, you know, I just told him that sometimes you got to block out the negativity and just do what you genuinely like or love to do. In this case, for me, it's podcast and music. Even though my drive is a little bit lower than it used to be for music, I still have an itch to make music. And then when I get surrounded by people like Amir and, you know, and my boy Angel and everybody like that, you know, it brings back that drive, that want and that need. You get that itch and you want to do it again. So it's always there. Passion will never die. That's why Ric Flair wrestled till he was like 62. And it'll never die. So what I told him was that, you know, you're gonna have your ups and downs. It's in everything that we do. You're gonna have your doubts. But if you truly deep down inside believe that this thing is gonna work, and you have some type of, you know, joy, you know, some type of fulfillment when you do this, just do it. You know, just do it. Don't matter what the numbers say, how many followers you got, if you're verified or not, or, you know, if your post only got 6 likes instead of 10, or you know, 2 instead of 30. You have to learn to adapt and control the inner critic of yourself, your inner criticism of yourself, because the doubts won't only slow you down, they'll eventually kill everything. Your drive, your passion, it will kill everything if you doubt yourself, you know, for so long and worry about the negative side. And his biggest thing was he didn't want to get too personal, and I can definitely agree. There's certain things that I will not talk about on the podcast. There are certain things I will not talk about in person with certain individuals. It's just some lines you do not cross. And talking about your personal life is a very big thing. A lot of people think that anybody could just get on Facebook and make a video about, you know, their certain health disorder or their parents dying from, you know, an illness, a chronic illness, or, you know, a lot of people, they're just closed off to themselves. And that's perfectly fine, because I'm in the same boat. I like to stay to myself. If I go through something, I'm usually holding it in until I can't hold it anymore, and then I have to go talk to somebody. But usually 9 times out of 10, it's in my chest every day. I carry that shit. So to me, I told him I can definitely agree without, you know, you don't have to be too, you know, passive, and you don't have to be too openly, you know, openly open about your, you know, your personal life. Cause, you know, there's a lot of things that this guy could talk about, but I don't see it benefiting him by getting, you know, 1,000 opinions about something that, you know, happened dramatic in his life. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people will tell you this and then tell you that and tell you this, and now you're doubting yourself and you're wondering if you did or say or said the right things or the wrong things. So my boy Cruz, yeah, if you're listening, you know, he doesn't really listen to podcasts that much, but if you got this far, you know, you don't have to get too personal with the people. You can get personal with people without getting personal. Like I told you in the text, like you don't have to do that. Show people what you love, what you dislike, you know, where you're going on vacation, what's your favorite vacation spot, your favorite Jordans and your favorite hip hop albums, and why we're besties. You know what I'm saying? Why? It doesn't matter. But I just want to congratulate, you know, both of these. And then like Chris, you know, Cruz a little bit more, because he's not known to do something like this. Not saying that he can't, because I'm glad that he did it and I'm hyped and I'm here for it. But he just never, as long as I've known him, he's never really done anything as far as content creating or doing something out of the ordinary. You know, like I said, we had our car moments, we have our video games, we talk about hip hop and rap and music and stuff like that. But he never was really like, you know, like an artist or a rapper or a comedian or an IG, you know, IG influencer, or, anything like that. Or, you know, the only thing that comes to mind when I talk, when Cruz is brought up, is sneakers. You know, he has a love for sneakers, and he was doing a lot of sneaker posts, and he got a lot of attention, and he got a lot of followers behind that. And, you know, he met a lot of people, and that's just the one thing that I can pinpoint to Cruz. But as far as content creating, like a blogger or having a blog spot or having a blog IG, it came from left field, and I'm hyped. I'm super stoked about it. You know, it's just another form of interaction with people, a different interaction, a different feel. You know, because you get to stand behind that IG name. You know, the cruise ship blog. It's not Christian Cruz, it's the cruise ship. And the new people that come in don't know Christian Cruz like that. And then now you'll be able to introduce them without actually telling them or showing up and be like, hey, and shake their hand and be like, hey, I'm Christian Cruz. And they dig through your IG and they dig through your blog posts and they hear your stories. And, you know, that's how people get invested in your character and in who you are personally. And that's how I hold myself to the podcast. You know, I got a distinct sound, a distinct way of how I do things now. And I bring a whole bunch of people on here. It doesn't matter who you are, if I know you, if I don't know you, black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, girl, man, don't matter, you know. And I just hope, and I hope both of them, you know, Cato and Chris, I hope that they grow from this and they prosper and they learn and they evolve. And they keep grinding and taking it to the next level, because, you know, you have one that does everything, Cato, my boy Cato, he does everything, and he opened up his own clothing company. And then you have my boy Cruz is more, you know, timid, by himself, you know, to himself, does his thug thizzle, and he's opened up a blog to get people to invest in who he is as a person. So, you know, two shades of the same color, and it's amazing that I'm witnessing my friends do great things. Same thing with my boy Zay, my sponsor, Kush Gang, KushGang.com. You know, he's steady grinding, still making music, still making moves. You know, he's got his merch, he's making music videos. I used to play ball with this kid. I used to play ball with this kid, and it took me like 10 years to figure out that, you know, he raps, and he's good. And he's been doing it ever since, and he's making moves. And I see my friends prosper, and they're growing from this, and they're evolving into better people. Good people. Shout out to Cato. So the moral of the story is, I'm here for it, man. And like, even with these two examples, if anybody comes across my way that I know, you know, and they open up their mind and they decide to do something brand new. You know, we've told you guys a million times on the podcast, man, it's just, never mind what everybody else says. You know, if you have a chance to do something and you really, really, really enjoy it, just do it, man. Just do it. There's so many times that I can think of back in the day that I should have took advantage of before I got, you know, to where I'm at now. Or things that I should have done back in the day. And you know, I kick myself in the ass. I kick myself in the ass a lot. And doesn't change who I am. You know, it's a good learning lesson. But as far as like making content, doing something you love, if you like to make socks, if you like to make burritos, if you could cook a mean grilled cheese and you want to open up your own grilled cheese spot, Why wouldn't you want to try to succeed in that? Why wouldn't you want to be your best you and go out there and do it? Another prime example, my boy Mike, MC Fitness, man. He got his own personal training gym. And he's killing it. He's killing it, man. People are coming in, they're signing up, they got classes, he's doing IG videos. You know what I'm saying? He's keeping everybody in the loop. It took off. It blasted off, man. And it can only get bigger. He's going to be opening up more shops, I'm pretty sure. By next year, I could probably see two more opening up. You know? And a lot of people doubted him. And then when he got to that point and he opened up his gym and he told everybody, basically, fuck you, Look at me now. Now everybody wants to be his friend. So you gotta take the good with the bad, and you're gonna go through a lot of ups and downs, and you gotta think about the outcome. Even if I was tomorrow to stop the podcast, I'm almost 100 episodes in a matter of like 7-8 months. I don't have a deal. I'm not signed to anybody. I'm not on Sirius. You know what I'm saying? Joe Rogan don't know who the hell I am. But the relationships and friendships and people that I've interacted with all over the world, because people all over the world listen to my podcast. It might be 1 or 2, 5 or 6, 10 or 15 people from across the pond, but they tuned into my podcast, and I still can't believe that. That is amazing to me that I have people in Australia, Japan, China, Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Cuba, you know, just to name a few, man. New Zealand, everywhere, bro. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Those 1, 2, 3, 4 people tuned into my podcast, and that means the world to me. You took the time out to come check out Big Ant's podcast. That's mind blowing, dude. That's crazy. I would have never imagined that. Never in a million years. No matter how many people tune into this podcast, no matter how many people tell me it's a great podcast and they enjoy listening to it, I would have never thought I'd be where I'm at now. You know, and I couldn't be if I had my doubts. You know, and I had my doubts and I stopped. You know, I would never be where I'm at now. And that's mind-boggling to me. So, like I said, my boys Chris and Cato, you guys already know I love you. Some of my best friends, my great friends, have been sticking with me and rocking with me forever, man. And it's just that feeling of people that you know, especially people that are close, you know, especially like these two guys. It's just an amazing feeling. Mike too, man. You know, everybody that's been on my podcast that are entrepreneurs or content creators that are just succeeding right now, you know, those are the only ones I can name off the top of my head right now. You know, shout out Ty, my boy Bones, Preemie, his brother, man, Finito God. You guys already know. Well, he's not Finito God anymore. He's Mr. Headsprung. Everybody that's been on, Amir, man, Grimo. Everybody that's been on here, man, is just achieving and just trying to go somewhere, man. And I'm here for it, bro. I notice things like this. You know, I notice, you know, small steps towards the goal, you know. And it's just an amazing feeling watching your friends grow, even if you can't grow with them. You know, as shallow as that or as messed up as that sounds. You know, I've been making music since I was 17 years old. I've never hit 10K plays on anything, but Amir has. You know, I think he has like 60,000 total plays on his last mixtape. I've never even come close to those type of numbers, but Amir has, and I'm here for it. And I appreciate the friendship that we have, and we're gonna be coming out with a new mixtape. You know, and I'm here for it. You know, Christian wants to make a blog. He's excited about, you know, reaching out to new people, exploring new friendships, exploring new people's opinions, new people's takes on his life, his character, his person, his well-being, his soul. That is dope. I'm here for it. Cato making shirts, doing all types of crazy shit with everybody. Stacks 954, everybody making movies. This man made a short movie. How many people can say that? I don't even think I can act. I struggle making promo videos on IG, my dude. You me acting?
Nope.
So, I mean, it's just an amazing feeling, man. This was a shout out for y'all too, but I'm turning it into a huge shout out to everybody that I know that's going through the same thing that we're going through, trying to find a purpose, trying to find a reason to do something, or even if you found something new, the reason to keep pushing and keep going. And I'm here for it, man. We may not talk all the time, or, you know what I'm saying, if we fell off, but you're still doing your thing, and I know you're still doing your thing, just know, if you come across this podcast and you hear me now, I'm here for it. And I'm saluting every one of y'all, you know? I'm saluting every one of y'all. Same thing with Zeus. My boy Jesus, you know? Everybody's out here doing their own thing, man. Follow the passion, follow the dream. Be something, do something, because the day when you're not able to do anything, and you sit back and you're like, God, I'd kill to be 28, 29, 30 years old to make a different decision and just do what I wanted to do. Because you only got one life, you know? Why not try it? You might pop off with this shit. You know what I'm saying? You might pop off. You know, I'm still waiting to get signed. Still waiting to get on the Joe Rogan show. But I'm still here. This was a short and sweet episode. Just a catch-up episode. You guys already know. Tomorrow is Tuesday, the TRC. You guys already know the TRC. Martinez Got Jokes is coming back. And we're going to be doing an artist spotlight on your boy, Michael Jackson. Yes, yes. We're finally doing the King of Pop, y'all. We're finally doing the King of Pop. I know. Hold your applause. So we're going to be doing like top 10 songs, top 5 music videos. I forgot the list. I got a whole shindig of crap I wrote about Michael Jackson. We're just going to go all out into his career, talk a lot of stuff about his music and his music videos and everything he's done for the music industry. So it's going to be a dope episode. So everybody I shouted out other than your boy Cruz and your boy Kato, everybody that I said, everybody that I didn't say that I can't remember off the top of my mind, you guys know I love you. And I'm here for it, man. Continue to grind. The grind never stops. Hashtag home team. We out here. We're going to be making some moves either way. Which way, it don't matter, but we're going to be doing something. And I'm here for it, man. Hashtag home team. Support system is strong over here. So, again, if you guys are new, we appreciate you. If you guys are new, we appreciate you. If you guys been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Oh, and before I go, you guys already know I gotta hit you with that respect button. Damn, I ain't heard that jingle in a minute, boy. But yeah, you guys already know it's your boy B.I.G. signing off. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I don't know how long it's going to be. That episode probably going to be 3 hours long, goddammit. But I love y'all. I'm signing off. It's your boy B.I.G. See you guys tomorrow on the TIC. You guys already know the vibes. Peace. Shakalaka!